Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Myrna Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Myrna Young. And sitting in the guest chair today is Dr. Blige Bayard Gregory. Dr. Gregory and I are going to be talking on the topic, Metaphysical Life Hacks, with Dr. Gregory. Welcome, Dr. Blige.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You know, I forgot how to say your name. We had such technical difficulty. But am I saying your name correctly? Is it Blige?
No, it's spelled B-I-L-G-E, so it's pronounced Biga.
It's pronounced how?
Biga. B-I-L-G-E. So the I is before the L.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So, So thank you for that correction. I apologize for that. All right. Well, let me give you guys a little bit more information on Dr. Gregory. I know to say that one. Dr. Gregory has had 16 years of experience as a board certified emergency medicine physician. Through her extensive training, she has developed a passion for patient advocacy, holistic well-being, weight loss, fitness, and cosmetic procedures. She has discovered how to transform into the best version of herself, and she is now ready to walk this journey with her patients by engaging in life-changing activities, focusing on the synergy of the mind, body, and soul. She can empathize with her patients and carefully customize a journey with each one of them based on their needs. Dr. Gregory shows how a person can heal when they are treated holistically. She cares for her patients with passion, motivation for wellness, and unparalleled bedside manner. She's currently looking for patients ready to commit to transforming their lives. All right, Dr. Gregory. Well, you are the first person that I've had here that's going to talk about cosmetics. So how did you become a plastic surgeon? You know, what was your journey into that?
That's a great question. So I'm actually a board certified emergency medicine doctor. I practiced in a level one trauma center for many years. I graduated from medical school in the year 2000, and I graduated from my residency program in 2003 of emergency medicine. At the time, I'm a daughter of two doctors. I'd always wanted to be a doctor. I'd never considered anything different, but I wasn't really sure what specialty I would lead into. I'm also an artist. I love art. I love right brain activities. So plastic surgery was absolutely an interest of mine. But when I was in school, I started researching the lifestyles of the doctors, various specialties, et cetera. And that had a really big impact on my choice. So I chose emergency medicine at the time because I didn't want to lose the medicine. You know, a lot of surgeons, once they go into their field, they lose a lot of the internal medicine that they're taught, and they're more proficient in their hand skills. And emergency medicine is a really nice blend of the two. You do a lot of procedures with your hands, but you're still using your mind to do a lot of internal medicine, and you're ready to take on anything that walks through the door. So for the reason I left was because of life-changing experiences. The universe was speaking to me. I use the word universe interchangeably with higher power, God, et cetera.
Okay.
ultimately, I'm going to try to make this long story short. I I was a victim of two health crises that led me to start making choices that were very different. I had a sleep disorder for many years, and you can imagine how that can get worse when you work in an ER and you never are able to follow your circadian rhythm. Right. So I started taking sleep aids to help myself with changing of the schedule. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, many sleep aids are quite addictive. So years into my career, I started recognizing that I was taking more and more of them in order to get a good night's sleep. And it really wasn't a good night's sleep anyways. And then I chose to see my primary care doctor for an alternative that wasn't addictive, but was prescription strength. Mm-hmm. She prescribed me a medicine called trazodone. I'm trying not to freak people out here, but that's a very commonly used medicine.
Right, right.
And what happened ultimately was when in September of 2015, I was scheduled to work a shift the very next morning of at 6 a.m. And I had taken my medicine the night before. About an hour after I found myself face down in my dark living room, tile floor, face down in a pool of blood. Ooh. I didn't know it was blood. It was dark. I came up and I went to the bathroom and my entire face was crushed. I had huge hematoma on my skull.
You blacked out, I'm assuming?
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
What I didn't know at the moment, right? But obviously, in hindsight, what we had discovered was my heart had stopped from the medicine. And I didn't, obviously, when your heart stops, it's not like a faint, right? A fainting spell is when you're dizzy and then you fall. And usually your hands block your fall.
Okay.
This was not, this is what they call a drop attack. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I went from upright to face down. I must have been sleepwalking. I crushed my skull in four places.
Oh my God.
I had fractures in my forehead, my orbit, my nose. I had lacerations. I was concussed. And I was essentially a vegetable for a period of time, especially in the beginning. I spent some time in the ICU, et cetera. And then about a month later, I was right back in the ER.
Wow. Now I understand the plastic surgeon input. because you guys probably are not seeing her on the, you know, on the podcast or in the radio, but I'm looking at her. She looks very beautiful to me. So she needs some work on herself. Wow. Okay.
Somebody who doesn't look like their face got crushed, but thankfully.
Okay. All right.
So that was one big wake up call. And I can honestly say I was already starting to have these inklings, these intuitions about my career and like, is this it? Because the burnout was real and I wasn't ready to accept that. I had been forewarned that was a potential for many ER doctors, but I just thought I would be able to avoid that kind of consequence, but I wasn't able to, obviously. So the burnout got worse. And again, when you're in a space like, and I think we do this a lot when we are involved in obligations in life with careers, et cetera, parenting, spouses, et cetera, we try to justify in a certain way. And I had always been such a people pleaser that in my head, I'm thinking I'm going to have to figure out a way to make this work. But what happens when the universe wants you to evolve is it's going to provide you with signals, right? And at first, those signals will be like little flicks of the wrist. I remember this from like an Oprah Winfrey thing she talked about. She goes, at first, it's a flick of the wrist. And then it's like a little slap. And then it's a flick to your head. And then it's a brick to your head. And that's exactly what happened.
Yes. Okay.
So basically, less than a year later, I was again working in the emergency department. Actually, it was at home when it first developed a pain in my neck. And I thought it was a crick. You know, you wake up with a crick. And it wasn't. Within 24 hours, while I was working my shift in the emergency department, the pain started to migrate down my arm to the point where I felt like I had a broken shoulder. And I was like, what is this? And it went into my fingers. So it was a sudden rupture. Like my disc had literally popped out and compressed my nerve. in that time frame. So it was like a heart attack of my arm.
Well, I was just about to say that, because they're saying that the heart attack, the symptoms is pain in your arm, right? Or in your, and you said it was your right. Isn't that the right one? The right arm?
Yes, but right. It wasn't okay. My heart. It was my nerve. So what had happened was when I ended up in the, I worked at two ERs and I had to leave the shift in the ER I was at to go to the other ER because that's where the neurosurgeons were. And I knew it was something related because my fingers were hurting, certain fingers. So, a nerve pinch is happening when certain fingers hurt. So ultimately that's what had happened. They did an MRI of my neck. And they found that my disc must have been weakened from the injury the year before, right? Something, right. Obviously.
Yeah.
And so it found
that was a hard fall. And when you fall, it messes up your equilibrium everywhere. Right.
Okay. Right. So something must have gotten torn in there, whatever was holding it in place. It shoved its way out, compressed my arm. And by the time I was at that other hospital, the pain was so bad. They were literally trying to put me on unconscious to try to suppress, because when a nerve is impinged immediately, it's like the pain of a heart attack. Like if blood flow or nerve flow is impinged quickly, there's really no comparable pain on this planet to it. Wow. And so they were trying to like make me put under, but ultimately what happened was I ended up having to have emergency surgery to have part of my disc removed, pushed back in place. Thankfully, nothing got fused, so I have good mobility, but I had almost lost all function of my arm and didn't even realize the pain was so bad. It was by the exam of the neurosurgeon that I understood that. So these were just really big signals.
Because your nerve regenerated and everything?
It took me months to experience the rehabilitation, but in that meantime, I went through another life trauma. Because again, it wasn't just about the body.
You're too young to have all these dramas.
Right. Well, apparently it took that much for me to make these changes in my life. Right.
Right. Right.
So right. I had an extreme rupture of relationship with my parents. And the relationship was a split between my son and husband and my parents. And we it was drama. It's long story. Don't need to get into it. But the point was, I was in an extremely vulnerable position at that point in my life. And I really just had to make some big changes. I'm like sitting and facing my demons at the helm. And I had to make a choice about what I was going to do. I'd always thought I was going to, I'd actually even created VCMD years prior because I thought I was going to do concierge medicine. Because I'm really good with people one-on-one and I love having conversations. And I'm like, I feel like I could help people outside of the ER. Well, that's what it created. It created an opportunity. The pain, well, I don't know if you've heard of Rumi, but the quote is, the wound is where the light enters you.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's exactly what happened. I had such open, gaping wounds from what I was experiencing, both physically and emotionally, that I became open-minded to possibilities. So like the fears were already being seen and met. So I was willing to dive into unknowns for the possibility of a miracle. And that's basically what happened, is I started researching possibilities. My schedule thankfully started to get lighter and lighter in the ER because I was starting to burn out heavy and I didn't even want to work the shifts anymore. And I started inquiring about what other things can I do out there? One of my partners from the ER had opened up his own cosmetic medicine space in his casita. And he was literally just doing ultrasound and radio frequency, non-surgical things, injectables. And I thought, wow, that's kind of a great start. So I called him to see maybe he could teach me a few things and I could integrate that into concierge medicine. And ultimately what had happened was he had learned how to do high definition liposuction in the meantime when he was out doing his thing. And he's like, I can teach you that. And I'm thinking, are you serious? Is this a possibility? I really didn't know. Doctors, I think we typically believe that once we've created a path with our specialty, that we're stuck in that specialty.
Right.
And we're actually not. We are, as long as you're trained and certified in a skill set, it's perfectly okay to practice. Now, a lot of people or doctors, let's just say, want to use that terminology about, oh, well, they're not board certified. They're not board certified. Here's the thing. There's somebody for everybody, isn't there?
Right.
Always. I'm not here to compete with people. In my opinion, there is no competition because it's not about
them. Plastic surgery is big business now, so I can't wait to dive in.
These are crazy stressful times. So what's your solution to relax? If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed, and is delivered to your door and delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So, what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and delivering a level of chill you've never experienced? It's called Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 years or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full spectrum CBD plus hemp derived Delta 9 THC. Bottom line, if you can use a little peace and calm in your life, Unwind Synergy is for you. With over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit cbdistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus at checkout and enter coupon code TRANSFORM for 15% off. Again, enter the code TRANSFORM for 15% off at cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Is your dream to open your own business, but you don't know where to start? Are you ready to go after your business dreams today? Then keep listening. The Blueprint wants to show you the steps to start your business. We give you the blueprint to take charge of your business, educate yourself, and how to legitimize your business from scratch. Our detailed step-by-step online course will take you from being a business dreamer to a legitimate business owner in quick time. Our open enrollment starts in the fall, so you don't want to miss this opportunity. Head over to our website, accesstheblueprint.com, to learn more. The Blueprint looks forward to helping you educate yourself on the importance of starting your business. That website again is accesstheblueprint.com.
Whether it's by the moonlight or the candlelight, Moonlight Apparel will get you and your partner in the mood. Slip into something sexy and sensual, or playful and fun. With our incredible collection of our beautiful lingerie and intimate apparel, you'll find the perfect attention-grabbing garment to let you and your inner beauty shine. From the ultimate feminine to the edgy and elegant, our alluring apparel is guaranteed to set your heart on fire and make your evening sizzle. We offer an enticing clothing for men, too. At Moonlight Apparel, your passion is our passion. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com.
But I want to ask you a question. You said that you couldn't sleep, so the doctor gave you something, and that's what happened. But so is melatonin safe? Because they're saying that melatonin is actually very good for you, and I take melatonin. So is that like the only safe sleeping aid?
I actually don't consider it a good sleep aid.
Really?
Because it's naturally formed in our body. By taking external melatonin, you are actually suppressing your own body's ability to create it. So no, I don't consider that a good sleep option.
Okay. So is there any good options for someone that's listening? Because you know, they say that America, 70% of people can't sleep. And that came about when Michael Jackson had his problem because he couldn't sleep. And then, you know, they did a study and they said that 70% of Americans can't sleep. Now, doctors prescribe melatonin, but you're right, because your circadian rhythm. But if your circadian rhythm is off and you can't sleep, what should people do?
That's a great, there's no simple answer for that. And I'm personally of the thought that other than specifically vitamins, I would always work on people's methods of sleep through mind body techniques. So that's what it took me to do too. On more than one occasion, I've had to take myself, and I don't take sleep aids anymore, but that took a lot of personal development and learning and understanding the mind body. And I'm also very much a proponent of understanding energy centers. They're also called chakras. Okay. Sleep is a component of your third eye chakra, your intuition chakra. So reason most people are having issues sleeping is because they don't know how to shut their thoughts up down. So it really is a mind body issue. It's not a chemical issue. It's not because you're missing something in your body that needs to be replenished. So if anything, let's just say if there's any chemical, I would call it a vitamin, it would be magnesium. So I'm an extreme proponent of, I think a lot of people are magnesium deficient and they don't realize that, of taking magnesium prior to bedtime. Elderberry is another consideration. There's a few sleep aids out there that don't use melatonin, but I always felt that those were like just a nice adjunct. You almost have to come at it from more than one angle. And so I teach people, I show people, it depends on what more they're most responsive to, but guided meditations are very helpful. Sound therapy is extremely helpful. So I show people vibrations based on frequencies and which ones are most helpful. I will even show people, the biggest things I like showing people also are like, sometimes that whatever work method was working for you, I say go with it and use it while you're using the other method, the newer method. And once you start learning, your brain starts to, it's amazing what it does. You can literally train your brain just like you would working out. And so for me, meditation and mindfulness exercises are just as important as exercise. And so mindfulness is specifically about you understanding that thoughts come and go in your brain, but recognizing and being the awareness that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts just come through you, and to release them. So a lot of my training has to do with like, here, let me teach you ways that you're not used to. Go with whatever you are used to. And you're going to start recognizing a pattern of what it feels like once you start going into those brainwaves, the theta, the gamma, the ones that are the relaxing brainwaves. Because the beta brainwave is the alert state, right? What you want is alpha and theta to relax. So you'll start feeling it. It almost feels like a haze coming through you. And the more you do it, the less time it requires to achieve that state of mind. And if you do it every night in a consistent way, you can literally see the progress.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I do take magnesium. I know that, you know, magnesium is actually one of the wonder drugs that, it not only helps with your sleep, it helps with your heart health and all that stuff too. And I exercise every day. I meditate every day, but my problem is I don't get tired. I think I have too much energy, but anyway, yes, I will try. I will try some of your suggestions. So that's awesome. All right. So let's get to the plastic surgeon thing. So what kind of plastic surgery do you do? I know right now that you said something about liposuction. Correct. And you talk about injectables and all that. So are you a whole body plastic surgeon, or are you just working with the face? So tell people what kind of plastic surgery you do.
Okay. So as a plastic surgeon, I don't perform plastic surgery techniques such as tummy tucks and breast lifts and breast augmentation. So those do require more training, right? So what I specifically do, like my bread and butter, is the high definition liposuction with a technology called fun sculpting, which has a very interesting term. But the reason it's unique is it's the only type of liposuction that will not rip, cut, tear, heat, or freeze tissue. And so I talked to my patients about the differences between different types of lipo. And most people know the classic lipo as what's offered, right? And in the United States, that's about over 90% of what's available. And it's unfortunate because it's really old technology and it's exactly what you see on TV, that brutal arm movement of the doctor. It's a vacuum on a stick. And it's really not ideal for a variety of body parts because it can destroy the tissue underneath, which is what I mean when I say rip, cut, tear. When you're making those powerful arm movements with a cannula, you're literally pushing through the tissue in a forceful manner and causing destruction of those fibers that hold the skin to the muscle. I talk to my patients about myself. I'm a guinea pig. I've had lipo myself twice. The first time the old school way, not knowing that the other ways existed. And same thing, when I went to get my consultations with surgeons, they would tell me, one of them, or some people would say I would need a tummy tuck. Myrna, I was 111 pounds and I was 5'3". I was absolutely not interested in a tummy tuck.
No.
Right?
So why would they suggest it?
So this is exactly why I talk to patients about this. I say, hey, a plastic surgeon is going to offer you what they're best at.
Yeah.
I understand.
I actually heard a joke about that the other day where, you know, a guy was going to get different, I think it was Tony Robbins, actually. He was saying that he had a problem with something and he went to these different doctors and every one of them wanted to offer what they want. He said, the surgeon wants to cut, then this person wants to give you drugs. So
exactly.
If you go to a plastic surgeon, then that's what they're going to offer. Right. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And lipo, to be clear and honest, is not necessarily their bread and butter. They don't want to do lipo because it's labor intensive. It's a lot of arm movement and it takes more time to get the job done. So they're thinking, you know, it's kind of a money thing for them too, an efficiency thing. Why not make the same amount of money doing a tummy tuck in 2 hours as opposed to a lipo that would take me 4?
Okay.
And if you ask them, they say the same thing. It's either a money thing or it's a hard work. I don't want to sit there and you push that wand around. Right. So then I tell people, hey, I'm not here. Like I said, I'm not here to replace. I am not a board certified plastic surgeon. I'm not here to replace them. I said, but it's about seat time with anything you do, right? Seat time, your experience level. Do you want to get lipo from a plastic surgeon who does 30 tummy tucks a month and 2 lipo cases a month? Or because they're board certified? Or do you want to go see this particular surgeon that the only thing they do is lipo all day long, every day?
That's basically what I tell people.
So that is a big selling point, if you will. The other cool selling point of this particular technology I offer is that I can do the lipo in the areas that most doctors can say it's not a good place to do it because the machine vibrates. So it's like a sewing machine and it allows me for me to go in areas that otherwise would have required a surgery. So I can do a great job with arms. I can do a great job with bellies. In fact, I'm not really sure if you've ever heard of what a panis is, but a panis is when an abdomen flops over.
Oh, right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Those patients typically would be offered a tummy tuck.
So does this thing suck out or what does it do? Because
it does.
I've heard of certain procedures where they're freezing the fat. So what does it do? If it doesn't suck it, how does it work?
Oh, it does suck it. It just does it with a technology that's vibratory. So it gets me in the tissue without pushing. I don't have to push really
hard. All right.
So I'm not destroying tissue.
Format. Okay. All right.
Exactly. So if you were to look at me doing the surgery, I look like any other liposurgeon, except for my hands are not pushing really hard. That's the difference. Right. I'm not ramming. I'm like gently moving. Right. That's the difference. I hate cool sculpting. I'm just not that kind. I'm not that kind of person to beat around the bush with opinions.
Is that cheaper?
No, that's the problem. Cool sculpting is a quote, non-surgical way of killing fat, but there's no guarantee about the percentage of fat you're going to lose. So you sit there and you pay something in the thousands for a maybe. There's no way. I would never tell somebody that that's the way to go. You want to know that fat's going away, not maybe. So I've had people come to me and tell me they've spent $10,000+ for Cool Sculpting and got maybe 10-15% fat loss. That's not a valuable procedure. That's a racket.
I didn't get your answer. Is it your procedure is the same or less or more than traditional?
It's exactly
lipo?
Like a regular lipo procedure.
Okay, all right.
Except
okay. But it's just better for you. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I got it.
So,
all right.
So basically
is that what like, makes you
just to give you an
from
example?
Other plastic surgeons? Oh, okay.
Okay. So like this lady would have been told she needs a tummy tuck, but she didn't get one.
Nice.
She got lipo. And that's my point. If you can take the fat off and take the weight off of the abdomen, in a lot of cases, look at this lady.
Okay. Yeah. What you're talking about, going over it. Right. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she did not get a tummy tuck. This lady did not.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
How cool
that's
is that?
Beautiful. Too bad you guys can't see it on the radio.
I know.
You're going to have to get to the
Transform
Your Mind YouTube channel to see what she's showing me.
I'm going zone to zone, going zone for zone, guaranteed to bring it home like always on my grind, always on my shine, you can hit my line like I'm going zone, going zone for zone, guaranteed to bring it home like always on my grind, always on my shine, you can hit my line. You can roll with us or you can roll and bend. Whatever you do, just keep rolling with a grin. Stay with lyrics, bust hard like a Mac-10. All in, 24-7, baby, we ball in. Shot call in from the top of the key. I pull up and bust everything to debris. Go hard in the game for as I can see. Gotta keep the game jumping like a jamboree. No copying me, got that immaculate flow. See, I hit them drums with the accuracy though. Stay connected. Yeah, with the stainless blow. No slow-mo, I pack it up and get dough. Never slow, every night taking the flight. Soaring like an eagle, building up my money heights. Like diamonds in the night, I shine so bright. When the light hit the light, illuminate the right.
Time for a change. Then this podcast is for you. You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka. A podcast filled with everyday conversations with the goal of building better relationships, unlearning and relearning, and being present as a spiritual being, helping you free your mind of any fear-based thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate an inspired awareness that can encourage you to take action over your life. Here's your host, Coach Ka.
Headquartered in Chicago, Desmond Carter is the owner of That's My Brother, That's My Brother lifestyle clothing brand. Desmond says every time he says the name of his company, it fills his heart with joy. Our mission at That's My Brother, That's My Brother is self-love with originality, sincerity, and pride. Always wanting the best of our brother and sister in every aspect of life. Being there to shine light, even when they don't see that it exists. Helping my sisters reach their potential. That's My Brother, That's My Brother. Lifestyle clothing brand. Starting in 2022 in Desmond's living room because he wanted to leave an impact on the world. This is how I can leave a stamp on the world. That's my legacy. This brand is genuine and it comes from my heart. It's more than a t-shirt. It's a family brand. Follow us on Instagram at That's My Brother, That's My Brother for an update. That is spelled That's My B-R-O-T-H-E-R, That's My B-R-U-D-D-A. Website coming soon. Dust to Dawn Credit Repair is here to fix your credit needs. Good credit is important if you want to purchase a home, a vehicle, or just be approved for credit cards. Do you have any negative counts on your credit report that are causing you to have a low credit score and not be approved for loans? Then let Dusk to Dawn Credit Services help you. We can solve all those problems for you and get you those 700 plus credit scores that you need for a good interest on your loan. You can start today with as little as $99. Head over to our website, dusktodawnacademy.com, or give us a call at 800-428-0006 to book your free consultation. We look forward to crushing those credit goals. That website again is D-U-S-T, the number 2, D-A-W-N-A-C-E-D-E-M-Y.com.
But yeah, you know, what Dr. Gregory is showing is, you know, when you have those fat that is just falling over, then, oh my gosh, she got rid of all of it. That's beautiful.
So you suck it out.
Yep.
And the skin starts to shrink back because it's not being destroyed underneath, right?
Right.
So you wear the compression and the skin starts to shrink back and ultimately it'll end up sticking to the belly and they got the flat tummy. Yay.
That's beautiful. Wow. I'm so really impressed with those results. Right. Yeah. Now, I know about liposuction, because in the old liposuction, they can only take out a certain amount of fat. So yes. yours is the same way?
So the amount of fat that you can take out totally has to do with the amount of monitoring you have done. So yes, you can take 7, 8, 10 plus liters, but then those patients end up having to be like in a monitored setting, which okay. I don't offer at the moment, but it is right. possible.
Okay.
So in a less monitored setting, you can take up to 5 liters. And trust me, that is a lot of fat. Because I tell people, yeah, I mean, when you're losing weight, you're not losing fat alone, right? Oh, and you're going to want to know this. You don't lose fat alone. When you're losing weight, you're losing water weight and poop and inflammation and salt. And that's what, but when you're losing fat cells, the pure fat cells, that's permanent, Myrna. This is something that the audience needs to know. Adults do not make fat cells. Mm-hmm. Only children
that's
do.
That's beautiful.
Which is why.
I know, I heard that. So I wasn't quite sure. I heard that, that when they suck it out, they don't grow back. So thank you for confirming that. Yeah,
yes.
That's good. Okay.
So childhood obesity is a big issue, right? Because if all children are born with, let's say, 5 million fat cells and you overfeed a child, it will create 10 million fat cells and it's going to fight that for the rest of their life. Mm. But as an adult, no, it's different. So this is what I tell my patients. You make your size. I make your shape. So what's great about it is people think can I ruin my lipo? No. And I was a perfect example. I show pictures of my body. I had gained almost 40 pounds. I was going that emotional stuff. That stuff I was telling you about. It was a few years after my lipo. I was almost 150 pounds in these images I have, but you would never think that because I still had the hourglass and I had no love handles because again, my shape was the same. It was just a bigger version of me. So that's something that's really helpful for people is, you know, let's say you have love handles that you can't stand or saddlebags on the outer thighs. Once those get suctioned out, they're gone forever. You can still gain weight, but it's going to go all over your body in all the other places in the same shape. So that's something
that's
important
beautiful.
To know. Yeah.
Well, that's new information for me. So that's beautiful. Okay. Awesome. All right. So you also have some metaphysical life hacks, which is basically what we want to talk about mainly in this episode. What are those? Tell us about that.
So basically through all of the experiences I've had over the last few years, I've really started honing in on personal development and I've started steering away from a lot of the allopathic medicine I've been taught in medical school. I used to feel like there was a pill for everything. And now I'm like, there's no pill for nothing. I'm just like,
okay.
And the reason is because I started doing more research in the scientific realm from scientists who started understanding the mind-body connection, but also using their scientific background to show scientists like me that how important it is. So two examples I can give you are You Are the Placebo by Dr. Joe Dispenza and The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. Specifically, Dr. Lipton is...
I don't remember if I read the first one, but I have read Bruce Lipton's Biology of Belief, right? Mm-hmm.
And so you understand then that what we were taught in medical school is archaic and based on dogma. And right. With new understanding of quantum physics and the fact that things can change in a quantum nanosecond and that matter really isn't matter, it's really just little vibrating tornadoes of energy.
Right.
That you can shift matter in such a way that you can heal with the mind. Right. I became a perfect example of that. One example would be peptic ulcer disease. I had peptic ulcer disease or acid reflux in my stomach from age 16 up until about 3 years ago. I literally am cured of the disease. How? Not because I took pills for 25 years, which I did. It was because I learned about, well, my energy center in my stomach and what I was dealing with emotionally, but was creating that. Right. And once I was cured out of it, meaning I was starting to meditate myself into my own healing, in hindsight, when you're asking me about metaphysical anatomy, I share this book with people. It's called Metaphysical Anatomy. And you literally read a diagnosis such as peptic ulcer disease and the emotional disorders that are associated with that. And it was like I was reading my diary. Like I had read, like somebody had written my childhood and my early adulthood into that chapter. And it made so much sense in hindsight, because at that point I was cured, right?
Yeah.
To see that once I shifted my thoughts, my life shifted. Change your thoughts, change your life. Such a cool Wayne Dyer quote.
I'm someone on the show that we called holding your issues in your tissues, which sounds really good, but it's true. A lot of women do that. And I've actually done the same thing too. I had some really painful sciatic nerve. And I, like I told him, I'm a meditator. And I know that if you breathe into it, you can get rid of it.
Yes.
And I got rid of mine. And whenever I have a pain or anything, but even emotions they're talking about, that when you have uncomfortable emotions, instead of, you know, stuffing them down, which most people do, or drinking them away, or don't want to feel them, as soon as you breathe into them and accept them and feel the pain, you can actually, you know, get out. But yeah. I got rid of my sciatica nerve by just breathing into it and relaxing and, you know, healing myself, you know?
Well, and your sciatic nerve is in your root chakra, just so you know. So the root is where the base of all, so it's where tribal is. So tribal, like your tribal history, your history of ancestors. It's about money. It's about power. And it's about sex. So those areas, if any of those areas in your life are impacted, then those root chakra areas will be impacted. Mine was a self-empowerment thing. So it was a, right? So my solar
right
plexus,
solar plexus,
self-worth,
right.
self-power.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that whole thing about what I told you, being separated from my parents, it was during that time that I started on creating more self-power, because I realized I had grown up becoming a people pleaser, and the way to when I was becoming a more inauthentic version of myself, swallowing those parts of me that weren't being received well,
right,
and becoming a performer. So I like, yay, I'm such a show pony. You know,
that's what I just said. You know, a lot of people stuff down their emotions because they don't want to feel them, right? And
exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the way I was doing
and
that
it shows
was
up
my
as
manifesting
disease,
performance.
Because whatever you stuff down is still in there. It shows up as disease.
Exactly.
Right.
So it showed right back up. So as soon as I started addressing the problem directly, like you said, then the symptoms started improving. So that's what we do a lot when patients come here for consultations, because really this is not just about this is about your body image. It's not just about having a few fat cells extra in your armpit or whatever, right? It's not about that. It's about how do you
I hate a flabby armpit.
Right? I mean, it's about the self-sabotage, right? You look in the mirror and the judging and the judging and the judging and the constant thoughts in your head that are self-sabotaging. And what do you do with that? You put that, translate that energy out into the world. And some, you're literally thinking about how fat your tummy is, let's say, and somebody asks you, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Right? Because you're now like, you're in a bad thought space. And that energy is constant. It's the butterfly effect. You're constantly putting that out. And I say to people, this isn't just about the lipo. This is about how you think about yourself. I said, so if somebody magically removed 50 experiences of self-sabotage from your day, what would your day be like? And they were like, ooh,
well, like we visualize that show it. that my 600-pound life were one of those shows, ooh. You know, because they don't give you the lipo unless you start making changes in your lifestyle. Yes. Because they figure that if you don't make changes in your lifestyle, you'll be right back. Maybe those cells won't grow back, but I don't know. You get more? Is that what you're saying? That you don't?
Well, what I say though is to try to show them that this doesn't just start with how they see like their physical selves. It starts inside. So usually like we go on a journey together. I'll ask them if they have any physical diagnoses we can talk about. I'll open up that chapter in the metaphysical anatomy. And then we just really talk about self-love related things, because ultimately I feel like if there's any purpose that I've been brought to this planet for, it's to share my evolution into self-love, which I'm still working on. I'm working on my inner child right now. My evolution into self-love and being seen and heard is so important for me. And I know it is for everybody else. And I want people to look me in the eye and really see that I'm seeing and hearing them. Because I do. I really see and hear people. I can identify with so many people. I can relate to so many people. Because we all feel like this certain universal whatever it is about ourselves, about the world. And self-love is where it has to begin. And yeah. So I'm here to show people that that's possible. And you can make transformative changes in here that translate into here. Because Myrna, if I showed you a few pictures, well, not right now, but if I literally were to show you a few pictures of what I physically looked like between 6 and 10 years ago, you would say I was older then, not younger.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you're into space. So you first treat yourself before you treat other people.
Yes.
So that's amazing. Yep. Very, very good. So now you also have a company that's called Colombian Post Care. What is that about, and how is it different from other post-operative treatments?
So when it comes to liposuction, there are a few countries in the world that are extremely well-versed and experienced in them. Colombia, Dominican Republic, Brazil, Mexico is pretty big. And when I say that, I'm talking, it's so common. It's almost like braces. Really?
I thought they were just cheaper. Are you saying their procedures are better too?
They are, because of the level of experience. And it's just the thing the people do out there. Like it's not weird, right? You know, like here, sometimes people smirk or scoff at cosmetic surgery because there's more of a stereotype associated with it, et cetera. Whereas in countries like that, it's just part of their journey. Like if you didn't have lipo, you're the weird one. So
okay. Basically, all right. Well, it's becoming like that in the United States. Trust me. I mean, everybody is walking around with boobs and butt.
I know.
Oh my gosh. So
what happens when you get into the biz? Because I didn't have any of this before. But you do all these surgeries. And you're looking at these bodies and you go, oh, that's sexy. Oh, she looks good. And then you're like, I want some of that, so I go get it. But yeah,
trust me. Everybody's walking around
with Colombian post-op care.
All right, so yes.
I'm mimicking the country of Colombia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm mimicking the country of Colombia. So these patients will undergo their lipo procedure. And the only thing I don't have yet, which I will soon, will be a recovery house. But so they go, they have their lipo, and then in the recovery house, they have nurses and post-op care technicians doing lymphatic drainage. They do needle aspiration of extra fluid. Once they're healed enough, they do wooden tools. They've got machines like radio frequency, ultrasound, carboxy therapy. All of those things take a bit to explain, but let's just say it's a whole complement of equipment and treatment options for patients once they've had their lipo. And I would equate it to having physical therapy after you have a knee replacement. You certainly wouldn't skip out on that. Mm-hmm. So when you do a procedure that's cosmetic, and more often, specifically lipo is a real important one, there's a lot of swelling involved because you have to fill their tissue with fluid in order to extract the fat. So the swelling can cause scar tissue and hardening, et cetera. That all has to be addressed postoperatively. So the surgery does most of the work, but you still need to get in there and optimize your results. So what I did was, people who are from Colombia don't come to the West Coast. They just don't. I guess it's a cultural thing. They're more East Coast type. And so I flew my staff out to the East Coast, and we were trained by Colombian nurses how to take care of post-op lipo patients in the way they do. And the reason I did that is because I was told I would literally be the only facility in the West Coast that does that. And I am in this way. And I proved myself right by having had lipo recently myself about a year ago. I went to Florida for it. My surgeon was Colombian. And then, of course, all of his post-op care, he's sending me these technicians, or I'm going to the clinic and they're doing these things. And I go, oh my gosh, this is what I do. Oh, thank God. You know, I was so excited that whatever techniques they were using on my body was stuff I was offering for my patients here. So we take care of not only our post-op lipo patients. I think the culture in America is a little unfortunate, where doctors are very hands-off of each other's patients. I won't touch that patient. That wasn't my surgery. I hate that. I hate that. The whole point is to help people. The whole point is to say, let me enhance your results. So why not? You know, like, I don't care that they didn't pay me for their lipo or their tummy tuck. I'm so glad that they look better and feel better in their body. But the problem was, it was somewhere else. And they're in Phoenix now and they live here. They'd like to have some help. Awesome. So I get to answer their questions. We do all the post-op. They feel so taken care of. And we have a relationship now. And shoot, maybe they're not going to get their lipo here, but they'll come here for other stuff. They might come for IV therapy, hormone therapy, injectables, you know, weight loss, all sorts of other possibilities. Or just to be my buddy and go for a drink somewhere. I don't know.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. Yeah. So that sounds really good. So your company is called VitalConnectionMD.com. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, you know, some of your, you know, your social media handle, your website. Actually, I think I just gave the website. But yeah, tell us about your company and some of the services that you offer.
So as you had mentioned before, metaphysical anatomy is a big topic of mine. So I would say I represent two major topics of discussion. Cosmetic surgery that relates to lipo and injectables, and personal development that has to do with the mind-body connection and connecting the spiritual world with the physical world, the science with the spirit, because they're both important. So the best example you could see of me doing both of those, it would be on Instagram. I spend a lot of my time putting content out on Instagram. My handle is @vital_connection_MD. And although not every Sunday, I try my best either every Sunday or Monday to do a metaphysical meta moments blog or video log, if you will. So I'll do like 10 or 15 minutes where I'm talking about something related to personal development. And then outside of that, you will see plenty of examples of my before and after results. Specifically on Instagram is the most examples. And of course, my website, vitalconnectionmd.com.
So the before and after is on Instagram or in your website?
I would say the most examples would be on Instagram. You can get it through the website, but you have more examples on Insta.
Okay.
I do have a Facebook page too, Vital Connection MD, but again, the most examples are on my Insta.
Okay. Well, Instagram is where it's at. And Instagram is where everybody's showing off their new bodies. So it's a perfect spot.
For sure. For sure.
Yes. And everybody that doesn't have new bodies want new bodies. So because they're seeing it, you know, what the eyes see, they want, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so listen, thank you, Dr. Gregory. This was an amazing interview. I learned a few things about fat cells myself to confirm.
Yay.
And yeah, and you know, again, we touched on so many things. We talked about the sleep problem. We talked about mind, body, and healing ourselves with our mind. We talked about liposuction and post-operative care, and you know, yeah. So that's pretty good. So I mean, it was great for our listeners to understand how everything connects, because mm-hmm. everything connects. You know, we didn't go into a lot of the chakras, but yeah, I do chakra meditation, and I'm aware that it's our energy system, and yep. If it's blocked, then a whole bunch of things happen. You talked about the third eye as being blocked, and that's probably why people can't, you know, sleep. I know for sure that mine is blocked.
Well, here's where it comes from. It does come from the self-worth, right? So what we try to do, we are taught as children sometimes to distrust our intuitions. And so I'm really working on teaching people to let go of that block, because my intuitions are like magic to me now. I can predict behaviors, predict experiences, because I'm listening now. I'm in tune.
Right. That's good. Yeah. My intuition is not bad, but I have a very hard time visualizing. And that's part of the third eye chakra there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing things. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah. So that's great. So thank you very much for our interview. You know, I apologize for the technical difficulty we had before the recording, but we made up for it. We had a really good conversation. So thank you very much. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life. Dr. Gregory today has showed us how you can transform your mind and transform your body and soul and look good on the inside as well as the outside. So thanks again for sharing, Dr. Gregory. Any last words before we wrap up?
I just want to thank you for having me on this show, because I really love what I do, and I can't wait for more people to hear about it, because I'm here to help. I'm here for those purpose, and I finally get to fulfill my dream and my purpose after 47 years of two different careers. This is it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can tell you're passionate about it. It comes through your pores. So that's great. So that's it. You know, when we're serving and when we're helping, it gives us the most fulfillment. And I hope that people understand that. It's what I do here too. You know, I serve and I help and impart. And it gives me a lot of joy as well.
So. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for tuning in. And thanks, Dr. Gregory, for sharing with us today. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, would love for you to rate and subscribe as well as review. All right. So until next time, namaste.